Blog Talk Radio.
Alito, Seo, this is L. Rod Smith. Hey, I am your host. You are tuned in live to another episode on our Talk Times of America, Reclaiming Your Heritage Revisited. All right. Today is September 18th. 2017, according to the Gregorian calendar. Now, before I begin, as always, I'd like to thank the Ancestors for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. That being said, let's begin. All right. Now we got a good little show lined up, Got a couple posts I'm going to read from, you know what I'm saying, that's just going to help us connect back to our roots, our indigenous roots, and help us connect back to our indigenous selves and how to apply those connections, right, and how those connections are appearing in, you know, every aspect of our lives. All right, now this first bit I'm going to read is going to deal specifically with this whole thing called race, what some people call race. More accurately, you know, your heritage, your nationality, right? So we're going to look at where did race come from? Like, when did race even become a word, right? Who came up with the whole idea of race? Was it based upon scientific accounts of human nature, or was it some kind of political ploy to separate the people into categories, or, you know, like, what is race? What did the concept of race stem from? All right. So that is what, you know, we're going to discuss, you know, along the whole perimeter of dealing with identity, claiming our indigenous people. Because all knowledge begins with self-knowledge, right? And also, give a quick heads up. Now, if you want to call in the show and you want to listen and you want to be stay on the line in case you have a question or comment, the number to do so is 713-955-0439. Again, the number to call in is 713-955-0439. You know, once you call in, you will be on hold. You know what I'm saying? And I have 10 minutes within the show, 10 minutes deep. I will pause for a little Q&A and time for discussion. And then again, I'm going to return to the show in another 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and I'm going to have another Q&A, question and answer session, you know, a little discussion again. So that's how that's going to go. Now, what I have here, the article is titled, Ideas of Race in Early America, written by Sean, now it says, race as a concept denoting a fundamental division of humanity and usually encompassing cultural as well as physical traits was crucial in early America, provided the foundation for the colonization of native land. The enslavement of American Indians and Africans in a common identity among socially diverse Europeans. So I'm not even going to read any further. I'm going to take a quick talk. I'm going to analyze just that first paragraph. They said that race was essential. It was very crucial concept of race was established in early America because it provided the foundation for the colonization of native land, the enslavement of American Indians and Africans, and it created a common identity for these Albions. Okay? What that means is that prior to colonization or prior to any type of foreign or European nation arriving on American soil, this whole idea of calling people white, that didn't exist as you know it today. You call an Albion or what you know as to be a European in the 15th, 14th century, they will look at you crazy because they didn't even call themselves white men, okay? Have to understand that all these other countries, Germany, you know what I'm saying, they're all different. Like, they're all totally different people with their own language, right? An Englishman doesn't understand a German man. These are two different people, okay? Two different groups of people, even though they may look similar, considered to be anyway. And so what this whole thing of the concept of race and calling them white, that idea was to bring all these different foreign European nations together under one legal designation, white. Okay? So let's continue on. Goes on further to say that although before colonization, neither American Indians nor Africans nor Europeans considered themselves unified races. Europeans endowed racial distinctions with legal force in philosophical and scientific legitimacy, okay? So I want you to get that. I want y'all to understand that. I'm going to read this again. Although before colonization, neither American Indians nor Africans nor Europeans considered themselves a unified race, okay? They didn't consider themselves all together as one human race prior to colonization. Okay, the whole idea of all men were created equal and we're all the same, you know, try to drill that in your head so they can fool you. Everyone is not equal and not the same. Okay, certain people were gifted with different types of spirits manifesting on the physical plane. They're not all the same. All right, everyone is on their own level, has their own status. And they continue on. Europeans endow racial distinctions with legal force. I want y'all to understand that as well. Read this again. Europeans endow racial distinctions with legal force. What does that mean? That means that all these legal designations that you think are identities, such as black, white, Negro, color, African American, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, Latino, these are statuses that have a certain legal designation. That means you're on a certain level in law. You have a certain status attached to this race, this concept of race, and that you think is an identity, okay? You're taking on the legal ramifications that you may not be aware of because you don't know the history that when you take on these racial distinctions, you also take on the legality that was created along with that racial designation, okay? And what I'm reading from, like I said, this is book, this article, okay? Again, it's called Ideas of Race in Early America. Sheen P. Harvey, go look it up. It's on American History, okay, .oxford.com. Again, it's on AmericanHistory.oxford.com. Anybody can look this up for yourself. It's out there, all right? It's not being hidden. It's not being shielded. You know what I'm saying? It's right in your face. Ideas of Race in Early America by Sean P. Harvey. Okay? Take a look at that article. Now let's keep on reading. Keep it flowing. And it goes on to say, while natives appropriated categories of red and Indian, enslaved and freed people embraced those of African and color to imagine more expansive identities and mobilize more successful resistance to Euro-American society. The origin, scope, and significance of racial difference were questions of considerable transatlantic debate in the Age of Enlightenment in the newly independent United States. Since the beginning of European exploration in the 15th century, this is how late they are. Okay, it's 15th century. This is how late these people just... I just now learning how to navigate the waters. 15th century. All right. Let's continue on. Voyagers call attention to the peoples they encounter. But European, American Indian, and African, quote-unquote, races did not exist before colonization of the so-called New World. I'm going to read that again. Europeans, American Indian, and African races did not exist before colonization of the so-called New World. So that means we're taking on a colonized mindset. That means we're taking on a mentality that is not our own. As long as we use these terms and these legal designations and these brands, essentially, is what they are. These brands that are not our own. Okay, we're under the control and the influence of another people. Okay, again, let's continue on. Categories of Christian and heathen were initially most prominent. Okay, so in early America, when the European and other foreign nations arrived, you know, they came here under religious efforts. okay? This means that they came under the guise of religious restitution, all right? They wanted to bring Jesus Christ to the heathens of the Americas, to civilize these savages, these heathens that did not know God. That was their facade they came under. Christianity. Okay. Now let's continue on. Categories of Christian and heathen were initially most prominent, though observations also encompassed appearance, gender roles, strength, material culture, substance, and language. As economic interests deepened and colonies grew more powerful, classifications distinguished Europeans from Negroes or Indians. At no point in the history of early America was there a consensus that race denoted bodily traits only. So what they're saying, telling you, is that this whole concept of race, of calling someone white, black, red, yellow, purple, pink, or orange, was not totally based upon your physiology, your phenotype, okay, your appearance. And since we're along this note, I want to go ahead and bring up, you know, a couple of cases that I have stumbled upon, you know, in my research, my own personal research. For instance, look up the curious case of Sally Muller. Sally Muller. Okay. And what you'll find when you look up Sally Muller, you'll find that this is just a typical, you know, German, so-called, what you would designate as white. Okay, she was a typical German white girl. Okay. And curious about this case of Sally Muller is that she was called a Negro. Okay, just a regular German, so-called white girl, and she was called a Negro, and she had to go to court for like 10 years. She went to court and was denied until finally she had a good lawyer and she produced her papers, because again, it's all about contracts and commerce when you deal with the United States, okay, which is a British privately owned corporation, all right? Oh, Revolutionary War is a lie, okay? The king funded both sides of the so-called Revolutionary War, okay? It's just puppets dancing to the same tune, okay? Two hands connected to the same body, right? That was a whole illusion. And in the United States, this Albion, this German Albion, Sarah Muller. Sorry, I call her Sally Muller. It was Sarah Muller. Okay. Look her up. She classed as a Negro, even though she had pale skin, blonde hair, blue eyes. Why is that? That's because, again, and this whole article attesting to the fact that what you think is actually a legal construct. It's all about status. Okay. And what you will find out when you learn the true history is that these so-called slaves, the real slaves, and the origin of slave is an Eastern European, okay? Slavs, okay? Slovenia, Slovakia, right? Yugoslavia, get it? Pan nation. That's the origin of slaves. These white people were enslaved so much by us that we created a whole word that described physical bondage. Slave, okay? And it didn't end in Europe. It was continued in the quote-unquote New World, all right? And most of these so-called slaves in America were what you call today and will refer to as white people. They are the original slaves, and we held them in bondage in America en masse, okay? And now I just noticed, I looked at the time, you know, kind of let it slip. So now is the time. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. The time is now. The lines are open. Again, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Number is 713-955-0439. And also, if y'all want to go for that I'm reading from, because I didn't even scratch the surface of this article. You can go to my Instagram and Facebook, and I will post the link there so y'all can get access to it, okay? And my Facebook, as well as my Instagram and my YouTube, is all under the same name, okay? So it's very easy to find on the web. Talk Times of America. Talk Times of America. And seeing as there appears to be no callers on board, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show in a timely manner. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode on our Talk Times of America Network, Reclaiming Your Heritage Revisited, Part 1 of a 12-part series. I will be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. Texas time zone, baby. Right. For more information, you can go again to my Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, all under the same name, our Talk Times of America, L. Ross Smith Bay. L. Ross Smith Bay. Okay? That's me. Without further ado, I'd like to thank you all once again for tuning in and rocking with me. I'm going to have some music back on at the start and end of my show tomorrow night, because I know some people, they miss the tunes that I have, okay? And I'm going to end the show, as always, by saying your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you're no one. Wanishi. Thank you. Wado.